Almighty God, we thank you that we may gather together in your name.
全能的神，我们感谢你，我们能够再聚在一起来敬拜你。
We praise you and we worship you.
我们来赞美你，来敬拜你。
We thank you for Jesus Christ in whose name we are gathered.
我们感谢你，因为耶稣基督的名，我们来敬拜你。
This morning we lift up our brothers and sisters all over the world.
今天早晨我们让我们带把我们的弟兄姐妹一起来带到你的面前。
We lift up our brothers and sisters nearby at Fellowship Alliance Church.
我们把近处的宣道会的弟兄姐妹带到你的面前。
We pray that you would give them clear vision and work through them to reach their community.
我们来祷告，请你给他们一个清晰的意向，他们能来敬拜你。
We pray for our brothers and sisters all over the world.
我们为我们的弟兄姐妹，全世界各处的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We pray for the Lawrence family that has gone out from a church nearby to Paris.
我们来祷告，求你来让各个地各方的人都来敬拜你。
We pray that you would be at work through them as they build a missional community to show the love of God in their community.
我们来祷告，求你来让各个地方都能够有敬拜你的这样的团体。
We pray for our brothers and sisters in Paraguay.
我们为这个不同的地方的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We especially pray that you would be with them as the leaders gather together for prayer this coming Thursday.
我们来祷告，求你让各地的领袖们来为他们来祷告。
We pray that you would lead them in prayer, that you would answer their prayer, and that you would overcome the work of the enemy.
我们求你来带领他们来祷告，引导他们来祷告，也能够使他们的祷告被你垂听。
We pray, Lord, for our brothers and sisters in Congo.
我们为刚果的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We praise you, Lord, that you have worked through our brothers and sisters to literally bring a story to the nations.
我们来祷告，求你把福音的真理带到这些国家。
We pray that the story of the gospel would bear much fruit in among the Vili people.
我们来祷告。福音的果子会在这些国家生长。
And we pray that you would work through our sister Jialin and fill her with your Holy Spirit to write songs to bring to the nations.
我们来祷告，求你的圣灵充满嘉玲姊妹，使她能够写出合你心意的歌来赞美你。
And we pray for our brother David from our own church.
我们也为我们自己教会的 David 弟兄来祷告。
We pray specifically that you would bless the Chinese corner that they have planted in the country they are in.
我们来祷告，求你来祝福他们在那个国家兴起的一个中文学习中文的一个施工来祷告。
We pray that the gospel would bear fruit among the nation.
我们来祷告，求你的福音能够产生果效。
We pray the same for ourselves.
我们同样为我们自己来祷告。
We pray that you would work through us.
我们祷告，求你通过我们来工作。
We pray that our words and actions would glorify you.
我们来祷告，我们的言语、我们的行动是能够带给你荣耀。
We pray that we would make the gospel known through our words and our actions.
我们来祷告。求你使我们的言语和行动能够被人知道。
We pray that your kingdom would advance through each one of us and through us together as a church.
我们祷告，求你被人认识，借着我们的言语，借着我们的行动。
We praise you, Lord.
我们来赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Today is our missions emphasis, our missions conference Sunday.
今天呢是我们那个宣教的星期，宣教的敬拜。
And every year the Alliance, the Christian and Missionary Alliance, sends a missionary from the field to share about the work that God is doing all over the world.
每一年的宣道会呢，都会把一些宣教士差派到世界各地啊，来到教堂呢来分享啊神在世界各地的宣道的施工。
This year that is Jialin Yu and my family.
啊，今年呢是嘉玲姊妹和我的家庭来分享。
So ordinarily in this kind of a message, this is the place where I introduce myself.
不同寻常的是呢，借这个机会呢，我来介绍我自己和我的家庭。
My name is Stephen. I am the English pastor at Gaithersburg Chinese Alliance Church.
我的名字是 Stephen. 我是这个宣道会的英文堂的牧师。
I'll simply say that when I wear my pastor's hat, I usually focus on careful study of the scripture.
当我戴着这个牧师的帽子的时候呢，我强调的呢是更认真的研读神的话。
Today I am wearing a missions hat, and it will be a more topical message about missions and the specific work that we plan to do.
今天呢，我是戴着宣教士这个帽子，所以呢，我会用一个主题的方式呢，来向大家传讲福音，传讲宣教的信息。
At the bottom of the screen, you see a website and an email address.
在这个屏幕上的下边呢，你会看到是我的电子邮件的地址。
Now I know you would never have your cell phone out at church except to look at the Bible.
我知道你从来不会把你的手机拿出来，除非你要看手机上的圣经。
But if you're reading the Bible and your finger slips and your email opens,
如果你在读圣经的时候，你的手不小心碰到了一个 email。
You can use this email address to sign up for our prayer list.
你可以用这个电邮地址呢，来把你的祷告的需求呢，来告诉发给我。
And the information is also on the prayer card that you can take on the table when you leave.
在你的椅子上面呢，也有一些祷告的卡片啊，你可以为我把你的祷告需求呢写到你的卡片上。
Jialin has some as well. Please take both.
嘉玲姊妹呢也有一些祷告的需求，请你拿两份啊。
Today we will be looking at some of the questions people ask about missions.
今天呢我会给大家讲解一些呢关于这个宣教的一些问题啊，我们会回答一些问题。
There are many questions people ask.
有很多的问题啊，我们会问很多的问题。
Jesus was also asked many questions.
耶稣基督也问了很多问题。
And their questions were many questions. Some were from people who were seeking the truth, and some were trying to trick Jesus.
当耶稣的时代呢，那些人也问耶稣很多的问题。一些问题呢是真正的要寻求真理，有些人呢是为了去陷害耶稣基督。
And Jesus addressed the heart and the motive of the person.
耶稣基督呢还要针对人的心和他的动机来回答这样的问题。
But after that, even if it was a trick, Jesus did like a judo move.
即使是一个陷害耶稣的问题呢，耶稣基督也不是按照这样的方式来回答他。
Even if the question was hostile, Jesus used the question as an opportunity to teach and to bless.
即使这个些问题呢是很有敌意的，但是耶稣基督呢也借这个机会呢来把福音的真理，把天国的真理呢传给要听到的人。
And he did this by taking the question seriously and answering it.
他这样做呢是即使是一个很敌对的问题，他也把这个问题呢很认真的来回答。
So this is what we will do this morning.
这就是我今天早晨也要做的这样的方式。
We will look at some of the questions people ask about missions.
我会看一些人们常常问的一些宣教的问题。
And instead of getting defensive, we will take the question seriously and answer it.
我不会来去为我自己辩护，但是呢，我会很坦诚的来回答这样的问题。
Not every question Jesus got was hostile. Not every question was against Jesus.
耶稣基督得到的问题呢，不是每一个问题都是有敌意的。
And many questions came from those who truly desired the truth.
很多的问题呢，是真的，他们想寻求真理。
So when we desire the truth and we ask questions, this is good.
当我们真的想知道真理的时候，我们问这些问题呢，是好的问题。
So let's ask some questions.
让我们一起来问一些问题。
The first set of questions.
第一个问题。
We might ask, why not leave those poor people alone?
我们为什么不让他们这些不信主的人让他们过他们自己的生活？
They already have their religion.
他们已经有他们的宗教。
Why is it so important that they have to follow your religion?
为什么很这样让他们来跟相信你的宗教这么重要？
Or another question that we'll find that the same answer addresses both. Another question.
下一个问题。
There are lots of people around here who need to hear about Jesus.
这样很多的问题呢是关于让人们来听到耶稣基督的。
We should reach the people nearby first, and when all of them have been reached, then we can go farther away.
有这样的问题说，我们为什么不先向我们附近的人传福音？当我们把附近的人都能他们相信耶稣基督以后，我们再去远方去传福音。
Now we can answer these questions through careful study of Scripture.
我们可以回答这样的问题，借着我们仔细的来研读圣经来回答这样的问题。
And this is very helpful.
这会很帮，会有帮助的。
And in fact, we have done this in previous years.
事实上呢，在以前的几年呢，我们就是这样做的。
And you can find the sermons in the archive.
你会你要想有兴趣的话，你会到以前去找那些讲道的录音。
But in addition to teaching, we also see a picture.
我们不但去讲道，而且呢，你还会看到一个图景。
Scripture gives us an image that answers this question.
神的话呢，给我们一个美丽的图景。
This is the image of the future that we read earlier this morning.
这是将来在末世的时候神给我们描绘的一幅美丽的图画。
We see people from every tongue, tribe, and nation in the world worshiping Jesus.
我们看到从各族各方各国来的各种人一起来敬拜我们的主耶稣。
Why is it important that we bring the gospel to people who have not yet heard?
为什么我们把福音传到这些没有听到福音的人中间是这么重要？
Because God loves them.
因为神爱他们。
And God gives his love for them to us.
耶稣基督要把他的爱借着我们传给他们。
And we want them to join us in heaven worshiping God.
我们需要这些人也与我们一起来敬拜我们的主。
And we look forward to the day when people from every group of people will be gathered together.
我们盼望着憧憬的那一天，将各族各方各民的人与我们一起来敬拜我们的主。
So it is important to reach out to our literal neighbors next door.
这个向我们的邻居传福音是重要的。
But we also have a special mission to bring the gospel to people who have never heard before.
但是神也给我们一个特殊的使命，让我们向远方的人去传福音，向没有听见过福音的人去传福音。
So it is not an either or question of evangelism or missions.
这不是一个有选择的或者做本地的宣教或者做远方的宣教，我们是要两个都做。
Sharing the gospel with people in our community is important and we must do that.
在我们本地的社区来传福音是重要的，我们应该去做。
But we also have a priority to bring the gospel to those who do not yet have access.
同样我们也要 向远方的啊神的子民传福音。
This is also a matter of justice. Justice is a justice.
这个也是有关公义的一个事情。
The gospel is very good.
神的福音是好的。
We've experienced in our own lives how good the gospel is.
我们自己的经历我们可以见证神的福音是何等的善，何等的美。
We've experienced how the gospel has brought blessing in our lives and in our community.
我们自己的经历可以见证神的福音能够改变我们的生命改变我们社区的生命让我们社区得改变。
And we want other communities to have that same blessing.
神的心意也是让其他的没有听到过福音的这样的人这样的社区也同样得到我们所得到的这样的神的祝福。
We enjoy having clean drinking water.
我们也享受有好的清洁的水可以喝。
And we want everyone to have that blessing.
我们呢也想要其他的人呢也同样有这样的祝福。
And we want everyone to have access to the gospel.
我们也需要所有的全世界的所有的没有听到过福音的人呢也能够听到福音。
So the driving purpose of our missions is to bring access to the gospel to everyone.
所以我们做宣教的一个根本的动力呢就是让没有听到过福音的人能够有机会听到神的福音。
We might also ask, missions are important, but why do we do missions the way we do them?
我们可能会问说宣教是重要的但是为什么我们用我们这种方式来做宣教呢？
In the Christian and Missionary Alliance, the focus of our missions is church planting.
在宣道会的做宣教的他们的策略呢是更强调职堂施工。
Most of the time this is direct, sometimes it's indirect.
一些时候呢会是直接的职堂另外一时候呢会是间接的职堂。
But always our goal is to plant churches.
我们的目标呢就是职堂。
And the method we use requires a lot of effort.
我们使用的方法呢是需要很多的努力，很多的工作。
We require years of training for our missionaries before they leave for the field.
我们这样呢需要宣教士呢做多年的培训，在他去宣道的工厂以前要做多年的培训。
And we may have a team on the field for many years or decades even.
我们也可能有一些宣道的一些团队呢会在宣道的工厂呢会待很多年。
So why do we use such a slow method of missions?
我们为什么会用这种看起来比较慢的方式来做宣教呢？
The answer might seem counterintuitive.
这个我给你的答案呢好像是有一些互相矛盾的。
Our end goal is not conversions in the country we are going to.
我们的最终目标呢不是只是让人受洗成为基督徒。
Now, conversions and baptisms on the mission field are very important.
使人接受主耶稣受洗是很重要的。
They're even necessary.
这也是必须的。
Just not the end goal.
但是这不是我们最终的目标。
I can give you an illustration.
我可以给你一个我会给你一个举例说明。
You saw on the first slide and you probably know them personally, I have three children.
在你第一个图片呢你看到我有三个孩子。
Now, the end goal for me as a parent is not the survival of my children.
我的作为父母我的 养我的儿女呢，我最终的目标呢，不是让他们啊，就只是生存下来。
The survival of my children is very important to me.
啊，让他们能够生存下来，对我是很重要的。
And if my children do not survive, then all of my other goals will fail.
啊，如果我的 children 都不能够生存下来，我对他们其他的期盼呢，也都会没有果，没有用了。
And I work very hard and do specific things to make sure my children do not die.
啊，我会很努力的保证我的儿女呢不会去啊去死掉。
But simply surviving is not my ultimate goal for my children.
啊，只是简单的让他们能够生存下来呢，不是我最终的目标。
I want my children to thrive and to grow and to become productive adults.
我的盼望是我的儿女能够长大成熟，能够变成一个成熟的成人。
I want them to have an impact for the kingdom of God, and it would bring me great joy if their impact is even greater than my own.
我的盼望是我的儿女能够在神的施工上面，神的福音的施工上面有影响力啊，而且呢，啊这样的他们的影响力呢，我最希望他们是超过我的影响力。
And probably they will get married and have their own children.
啊，他们可能很可能呢，他们也会将来会结婚。会有他们自己的孩子。
And surviving childhood is a necessary step toward this goal.
啊，让他们能够啊顺利的长大成熟呢，是一个让我得到最终的目标的一个中间的过程。
So seeing people come to faith on the mission field is the first step.
所以让看到传福音，让他们在宣教工厂。人得到福音，听到福音，受洗，接受耶稣基督，只是第一步。
But we are not only winning converts.
但是我们不仅仅只是让他们成为基督徒。
We are making disciples.
我们是使他们做主的门徒。
And not only making disciples, we are making disciple-making disciples.
我们不仅仅让他们指他们，让他们简简的只是成为主的门徒。而且让他们成为能够再让使别人成为主的门徒的这样的门徒。
And these disciple-making disciples are built up to be the church.
啊，这些能够使其他的人再成为主的门徒的门徒呢，哎，组成的是神的教会。
And not just a church, but a church planting church.
啊，不仅仅是一个简单的教会，而且是一个能够再生教会的教会，能够再植堂的教会。
So our goal in missions is to go to a place where there is no gospel message.
我们的目标呢是去到那一个地方，在那里呢，从来福音没有被传开，没有被传扬，没有人听到过福音。
And to see God work so that there is a thriving, growing network of churches in this place.
所以我们看到了在那个福音工厂，我们的盼望是在那样的地方呢。能够神的教会被建立，而且神的教会呢，被不断的建立，成为一个福音的教运动。
So this is our strategy.
啊，这是我们的策略。
And it takes time.
啊，这会需要时间。
But we believe it is both effective and biblical.
啊，我们也相信需要有果效，而且呢，也是符合圣经的。
So in mathematical terms, if we are only focused on winning souls, then our hope is for linear growth.
从数学的角度来讲呢，如果我们只是侧重于使人接受耶稣基督呢，那我们的成长呢是一个线性的成长。
If our goal is church planting churches, then our goal is for exponential growth.
如果我们的目标是更强调能够植堂，而且能够植出这样的能够再去植堂的这样的教堂呢，那的增长呢是指数的增长。
Slower at first, but greater in the long term.
在开始可能是比较慢，但是呢后边呢会有一个极大的增长。
So this is great in theory.
这个是在理论上好像是很听起来很好。
Does it actually work in the real world?
啊，但是是不是可行呢？
The Christian and Missionary Alliance started in the United States.
这个宣道会呢是在北美开始的。
And we have sent out missionaries all over the world.
啊，我们差派宣教士到全世界。
And today there are 12 times as many Christians worshiping in Alliance churches around the world as there are in the United States.
啊，所以今天呢，有在北美的宣道会的信徒和那个和世界的宣道会的信徒呢，世界宣道会的信徒呢，比在北美宣道会信徒的人数呢多12倍。
God has been pleased to work through the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
啊。神的心的得满足，看到这样的途径。
So this is our goal.
啊，这个是我们的目标。
We want to provide gospel access to all the nations.
我们希望能够使那些没有听到过福音的人呢，能够有机会听到福音。
And we want to do this by planting churches who will one day send their own missionaries.
我们这样，我们通过能够。在这些地区职堂啊，盼望的是有一天他们能够差派出他们自己的宣教士。
So if this is our goal, why is the alliance sending anyone to Paraguay?
啊，如果你这是我们的目标，那我们为什么去差派宣教士去巴拉圭呢？
You can see this is one of the Paraguay stamps. It has a church on it.
啊，你可以看到这个巴拉圭的一个邮票。对啊，邮票上面就有一个教会教堂。
Most of the people in the country already have gospel access.
啊，绝大部分的人呢，在巴拉圭呢，都已经听到过福音了。
Paraguay is a very interesting country.
啊，巴拉圭呢是一个很有意思的国家。
Full of very diverse and very interesting people.
他们充满了不同的这个是一个很那个有这个不一样的人群的国家。
However, the country is considered mostly reached.
啊，但是呢，这个国家呢是已经绝对的是已经被福音接触到福音的人。
39 out of the 41 people groups have already had gained access to the gospel.
所以在这个国家呢有41个种族，在这41个种族里面呢39个种族已经听到过福音了。
More than half the people in the country would say on a survey that they are Christians.
More than half?、
Mm-hmm.
所以你要如果做统计的话呢一半以上的人呢他们都承认他们相信的是耶稣基督。
On a scale of red to green, Paraguay is light green.
啊，这个在如果你看到这个一个是红的或绿的话呢，你可以看到大部分是绿的。
So why send anyone there?
啊，那现在一个基本问题就是说，为什么我们还去差派宣教士到那个地方去呢？
It's a very good question.
这是一个很重要的问题，也是很有意思的问题。
The first part of the answer we can already see on this slide.
啊。我怎么回答呢？第一个回答你可以看到在屏幕上你可以看到我的回答。
More than half the country will say they are Christians.
一大半以上的人呢都已经说他们是宣称他们是基督徒了。
And yet there are entire people groups who have no access to the gospel.
但是也有一个整个的一个种族呢他们是从来没有听到过福音的。
This says something about the state of the church and the evangelistic spirit in the country.
啊，这件事情呢，就反映出来啊，这个福音的一个现状。
Of course, we might also ask, are there people who need to hear the gospel on the street we live on? We might also ask, are there people who live on my street who need to hear the gospel?
Okay. 啊，那我们会问说，在我的这个街上，我住的所在的街上，就有很多人没有听到过福音呢。
But if we ask questions like that, it might start to make us feel uncomfortable. If we ask that question, we will feel uncomfortable.
啊，如果我们问这样的问题呢，我们会觉得很不开始 不舒服了。
So we will focus on Paraguay.
所以呢，我会我们会来向巴拉圭传福音。
Remember, the goal of Alliance Missions is to plant a thriving network of churches.
记住我们的目标呢是是能够植出这样的教堂，能够蓬勃发展的教堂，而且能够再去植堂的教堂。
So far, we have planted 7 churches in the country.
到现在为止呢，我们已经建立了7家教会。
But they are not yet thriving and growing and self-sustaining.
但是他们到现在为止呢，还没有成长到一个地步，他们能够自立。
They are not yet taking the initiative themselves to grow and to bring the gospel to new places.
他们还没有自己来去传福音，到其他地方去传福音。
So we still have some work to do.
所以我们还有未完成的工作。
Specifically, my family is planning to go to the city of Ciudad del Este.
具体来讲呢，是我的家庭会去一个城市。
And there are 3 things that we plan to be a part of.
有三件事情我们计划去做。
First, the city we are going to has a large international community.
一个呢，我们要去的地方呢，是有一个很大的一个国际社区。
There are many people in this city from China and the Middle East as well as other countries.
这个国际社区呢，有很多的人呢，是从中国、从中东从其他的国家来的。
And we learned, my wife and I learned from our time in Shanghai that the international community is a very open community.
我们在我们我跟我的太太在中国上海的经验是如果是一个国际的一个社区呢，一个人群呢，他们比较对福音呢是相对呢比较能够接受开放。
The international community is open to making new friends.
这个国际的这个社区呢，他们比较愿意去接受新的朋友。
If you invite people over to your home, they are excited to come instead of making excuses.
如果你去邀请他们来到你的家呢，他们很愿意来。
And in fact, about 50 or 60 million people all over the world are living in a country that they were not born in.
五六千万的人呢，在统计上来讲呢，在全世界五六千万的人呢，他们是现在居住的地方呢，和他们的出生地呢是不一样的。
Many of these people come from creative access countries.
Creative access.
Difficult to enter.
许多的这样的人呢，是去到一个地方呢，是很难接触到的。
And they are open to to making new friends and open to the gospel.
他们很愿意去交新的朋友去听到福音。
But very few people think about reaching expats or people who are not in their home country.
很少的人呢去想去传向那些国际的社区的那些人的传福音。
So our first goal will be to reach out to this international community.
所以我们第一个目标呢，就是去向这些国际的社区去传福音。
Our second goal will involve working together with other Christians.
我们第二个目标呢，是我们与其他的当地的宣教基督徒呢，一起来传福音。
Christians from the Chilean Alliance and the Canadian Alliance as well as the American Alliance.
这些基督徒是从智利加拿大他们的宣道会的基督徒来我们一起来同工。
They are working to train local believers who want to go to countries that need to hear the gospel.
我们一起来同工呢，来训练当地的基督徒来去到其他的地方的传福音。
Many of these countries where the need is greatest are very closed to Americans.
许多的这样的国家呢，他们有很大的福音的需要，但是呢，他们也是对美国是关门的。
But the door is wide open to South Americans.
但是呢，他们对美国关门，但是他们对南美洲的人呢，他们是欢迎的。
And when the American gets to the country, they're looked at with suspicion.
啊，当美国人去到那个国家呢，他们会带着怀疑的眼光。
But when the South American gets to the country, they are welcomed.
啊，当南美洲的人呢去呢，他们就被接纳。
So we believe we can be more effective training and equipping South Americans to go than trying to go ourselves.
啊，我们相信呢，当我们训练当地的南美洲的人去传福音呢，会比我们直接亲自去呢会更有效果。
We do not get the glory of going to the country.
啊，我们不会得到荣耀啊，去直接去进到那国家。
But the kingdom of God is advanced.
啊，但是神的国呢？神的福音呢，毕竟被传开了。
And the third part of the ministry is working with the church in Paraguay.
我们第三个目标呢，就是与这个巴拉圭的教会呢来同工。
We will go and train local Christians who want to go overseas.
我们去到那个当地的教会呢，巴拉圭的教会呢，来训练当地的巴拉圭的信徒来到其他的国家传福音。
But the best thing will be if Paraguayans can train Paraguayans to go overseas.
啊，最好的方法呢，就是巴拉圭的基督徒呢，能够训练巴拉圭的门徒呢，去传福音。
So we will work to train and build up the Paraguayan leaders to strengthen the local church.
所以我们的目标呢，我们去训练他们的领袖，使他们能够训练门徒呢，去传福音。
So we will be like a football player who hands off the ball.
啊，我们就相当于这个美国橄榄球啊，把这个球呢传递给当地的教会。
Our ultimate goal is to work ourselves out of a job.
啊，我们最终的目标呢是让我们慢慢的呢，使我们我们不需要再做工了。
As we look through Scripture, we can see so many ways that God has worked in the past.
当我们从看到圣经的时候，我们一看到神在教会在圣经的历史上，神是这样的做工的。
Within the Christian and Missionary Alliance specifically, we can see the ways God has been at work in the past 100 years.
啊，在宣道会的100多年的历史中呢，我们可以看到神是这样做工的。
And we know from the Book of Revelation how the story will end.
啊，刚才我们读的这个启示录七章第十二节。啊，神就是这样的，给我们最后的一个美丽的图景。
And we know that God who has been at work continues to work.
我们知道，我们也相信神在以前一直在做工，神今天也在做工，神也会继续，将来也会在做工。
And we know that God will bring the gospel to all people.
啊，我们相信神会把他的福音带给那些没有听到福音的人。
And God gives us the blessing of being a part of the work that He is doing.
神给我们这样的一个祝福，使我们能够成为他宣教伟大的大使命的一部分。
So how can we be a part of the work God is doing?
但是我们怎么样能够参与到神的事工里面去呢？
I will give you specific action that you can do.
我会给你一个具体的一个步骤，你可以去
First of all, you can pray.
啊，第一，你会可以祷告、代祷。
There are so many ways you can pray.
就很多的方式你可以代祷。
Specifically, we have prayer meetings every Wednesday night, and we pray for missions.
啊，我们周三晚上的祷告会，我们可以为宣教来祷告。
We pray for other things as well, for ourselves, for our church, but we always pray for missions.
我们也会，当然我们也会为教会祷告，我们会个人的需要祷告，但是我们也很重要的一个祷告呢，就是为宣教而祷告。
And one of my highlights from my 5 years at GCAC has been seeing how God has answered the specific prayers we have lifted up on Wednesday nights.
啊，一个我在宣道会服事的一个亮点啊，就是在5年多时间，我看到了呢神啊。回应了我们星期三晚上的这个祷告。
You can also receive specific prayer requests from the Zuber family and later from Jalen.
你也可以收到这个代祷的事项从这个嘉玲姊妹和这个 Zuber family. Zuber 家庭。
You can email the email address on the prayer card. There's also a sign-up sheet on the table as you leave.
你可以为我们为我向我们发这个电邮啊，这前面后面也有一些祷告的需求卡。
We know that the prayers of God's people will drive the effectiveness of our missions.
我们相信神的圣民的祷告呢，会使神的福音的宣教的事工呢，有一个极大的动力。
You can also give to financially support missions.
当然你也可以为宣教而奉献。
I will not beg or try to make you feel pressured to give.
我不会祈求你，也不会给你压力让你奉献。
If I had Amazon.com stock for $1, I would not beg you to buy it. If I were offering expensive stock for $1, I would not beg you to buy it.
Okay.
It's okay.
如果我有一块钱Amazon 的这个股票，我不会向你去买。
When we give to missions, we are using money that only has value in this life, and it can have an eternal impact.
当我们把我们的奉献放在神的手中的时候，那是最有果效的一个投资，会有永恒的价值。
Giving to missions is a wonderful opportunity if you choose to receive it.
所以把我们的有金钱投资到神的宣教的事工是最美好的。
You can give online very easily.
你可以给宣道会来奉献。
The easiest way to give is to mark missions on the envelope in front of you.
一个最简单方法就是当那个奉献那个信封上面你就勾选为宣教而奉献。
All of the money marked missions goes to support missions.
所有的这些选择宣教奉献的这些奉献的都会去支持宣教的事工。
More than half goes to the Great Commission Fund, the specific missions we have been talking about today.
宣教奉献的这个基金呢，一半以上的都会去做大使命的奉献，大使命的事工。
And you can go yourself.
而且你也可以自己去。
You can see also, we have had the handout in the bulletin in past weeks.
上星期呢，你已经看到了这个一个单张。
And there are some more on the table in the back.
在后边呢也有一些单张你可以拿。
We will be going to three countries, during the next year, and if you can be a part of those short-term missions.
今年呢我们会有三个地方我们做短宣，所以希望大家呢能够祷告，能够参与进去。
God is at work in the world.
神正在全世界行大事。
God is doing exciting things.
神行奇事。
And God gives us the opportunity to be a part of the exciting things that He is doing.
神也给我们每个人有机会能够参与到他的伟大的事工里面去。
May God glorify His name as He works through us.
愿我们的神荣耀他自己的名借着他的事工。
Let's join in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Almighty God, we praise you.
全能的神，我们赞美你。
You are holy.
你是圣洁的神。
You will bring glory to your name.
你会荣耀你自己的名。
We thank you, Lord, for the work that you have done in the past.
我们感谢你为你以前做的奇事神迹而感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for those who have gone before.
我们为那些在我们以前去到宣教的施工的人来感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, that the gospel was brought to us so that we might hear it.
我们感谢你，神的福音传到了我们，使我们可以去参与到你的宣教的施工中去。
We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to bring the gospel to others so that they may also be blessed.
我们感谢你能够让我们拿到接到这个福音的棒，可以把这福音继续的传下去，使其他的没有听到过福音的人也有机会像我们一样听到你的福音。
We pray, Lord, that you yourself would work through each one of us.
我们祷告求你借着我们每一个人来做工。
And we pray that you would work through us together as a church.
我们也来祷告求你借着整个教会来做工。
We look forward to seeing the work that you will do.
我们期盼着你要做那奇事那大事那超出我们所想的事。
We praise you in Jesus' name.
我们来赞美你我们奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.